time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Lady Tiger basketball action tonight. The Lady Tigers will play Hopkinsville in the Toyota of Hopkinsville Christmas Classic over at Hopkinsville High School. That game is at 5:30. No radio coverage tonight here on WPKY, but we will have complete coverage over at YourSportsEdge.com following the contest. Our next games on the air here on WPKY will be Friday night. The Tigers and Lady Tigers will play over at Dawson Springs, a big 7th District doubleheader, and you can hear both of those games right here on WPKY Friday night. Coming up on the show this morning, a little bit later on, we'll have professional wrestler Landon Sugars in the studio with us. We'll talk with him. Also, we'll talk with Caldwell County Boys Wrestling head coach Troy Nichols on the show this morning. Stay with us as we roll on here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations, it's a girl.
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Fredonia Valley Bank, thriving within our community since 1894. Its roots run as deep as the valley itself. Much has evolved since 1894, but Fredonia Valley Bank's dedication to being your hometown financial institution remains unwavering. In this era of financial unpredictability, you can rely on Fredonia Valley Bank's impressive years of exceptional service. Place your trust in them as they are prepared to care for your needs. Fredonia Valley Bank, local people, local decisions, and local commitment, your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing. Linder.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in this morning. A little bit later on, we will hear from Caldwell County Boys Wrestling head coach Troy Nichols. But we're going to start the day with Landon Sugars in the studio with us this morning. And Landon's getting ready for a couple of big wrestling matches. Landon, welcome back to the show, first of all, and tell us what you got coming up.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate any time I get to talk about wrestling on the air. Coming up, we're returning to Eddyville on December 20th. It's a big tag match for the WWA Tag Team Championships with the World Wrestling Alliance. And we've kind of been chasing these titles since May when me and my partner Atlas debuted. And we're going to be feuding with the Golden Gods leading into this. Every time we've got a chance at winning these belts, they've always somehow cost us and been there. So
yeah,
we're looking to win those belts off of them.
Well, first of all, congratulations. The World Wrestling Alliance Rookie of the Year this year. That's pretty good.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Tell us how long you've been wrestling now and kind of go back through how you got started in professional wrestling.
I've been wrestling since April now. I had my first match at Lyon County for my school in a fundraising event against my boss, CCW, Chris Waddell. And after that, I took like a month hiatus off. And then we had our show Over the Top at the Owensboro Sports Center. And we were thinking what we were going to do. And the day of my show with Chris, he pulled me aside and was like, how do you feel about doing tag wrestling? And I was like, I'd love to do tag wrestling, especially when he pitched the idea with me to do it with Jace. Yeah. So on May 24th, me and him debuted at the Owensboro Sports Center in front of 800 plus. And it was amazing. And ever since then, we've been chasing the tag titles and we're looking to win them on December 20th.
Yeah. Now you've had a couple of tag team title matches already.
Yes, I have. Yep.
Now, how did those go?
We put up a good showing. We've been chasing them, I'd say, probably since June, and the Golden Gods have been on our tails ever since. We just had a big eight-way ladder match at Halloween Hill, and we were so close to winning, but the Golden Gods, once again, they cut us off. It was a good showing, but they're always there, and we're looking to take them.
Well, tell us about every wrestling match. I know those take a lot out of you. I remember your first match down at Lyon County in the gym down there, and you were kind of battered and bruised after that one, but you picked up the win.
I did. I love it. I'd like to say a lot of the matches, I get beat up a lot, but the matches I think where I'm getting beat up and taking the pain and like, but I feel like it fuels me. I love it. Like, yeah. It's weird. I love the aspects of it, of doing going through a ladder, putting people through tables, getting hit with a chair. But like at the end of the day, after all that, I feel like we always pull it out. We always put on a good show.
Now, do you have one instance where maybe stood out more pain with something? Do you have one moment where you're like, yeah, that kind of hurt?
I still think the worst thing I've taken to this day is the first chair shot I took in that match with Chris. That's the worst thing I've ever felt in my life. It was like a bad sunburn instantly.
Oh, but do you kind of get used to that at some point?
not the chair shots, no. Yeah. Those are awful. They sting.
But how do you prepare for those things? I know you guys can do a lot of things to kind of protect yourself and protect the other guys in the ring, but at the same time, it's like Mick Foley said one time. He said people would ask him, how do you jump out of the ring down to the concrete floor and it not hurt? He's like, well, it does
it
hurt.
It does, yes, it does.
So how do you kind of prepare for that?
I want to say there's no really good way to prepare for a chair shot, but leading up to that match with Chris that first week, I was out there in my ring just like getting hit with a chair a little bit, but like not knowing how hard Chris was going to swing that chair on me, but like there's no preparing for it. It hurts. It's real when you come to chair shots.
But you know, that first match, that was a heck of a match.
I appreciate that. It got nominated for Match of the Year. We came up, I think we didn't win it, but it's just for me to be nominated for Match of the Year in my rookie year, that was an incredible honor for me, for my peers to view me like that.
Well, and it had to be big to be in your home gym, and you know, you get the main event and then you get to win too.
Yeah, it was incredible, and I can't wait. I do this isn't really public yet, but I do know we're going to be returning to Eddyville soon at the school too.
Okay.
Yep, that's coming up soon. We're returning to Eddyville a couple times next year, so okay. I'm looking forward to it.
The big thing though, next Saturday, and you'll be at the convention center at Lyon County.
Yep,
and
Leah Jones.
What's kind of on the card for that one?
Well, it's going to be me and Jace versus the Golden Gods in the main event for the WWA Tag Team Championships. Then we're going to be having Pure Pressure versus High Society in a street fight. Those are two other tag teams, and I'm going to keep my eyes closed on that because whoever wins that tag team championship match that night, you got to think whoever wins that street fight is going to be coming for those belts.
Yeah.
So it's looking like it's going to be a good show.
Now, when you have a match, how long does it take you to recover? Because you said you were wrestling about every week now.
Yep. The thing with the recovery is, like, I guess you build a callus to the bumps and stuff, but like I take my time. I like taking cold baths and just recovering, and I want to say I recover, but I'm out there bumping every day, even when I'm not in the ring on Saturdays, because it's just, you gotta do it. You gotta practice every day in, day out.
Yeah. Now, what's the best way for people to keep up with you in the WWA?
We have our WWA YouTube channel. It's called WWA Is Now. We have a monthly live show called Hysteria. It airs once a month on YouTube. We have our socials, all our WWA Is Now, or you can keep up with me on all socials at Landon Sugars.
Now, what would be the ultimate goal for you somewhere down the road? Where are you trying to get to?
I feel like it's everyone's dream to eventually make it to the WWE. That would honestly be the goal. But as of right now, I'm content with the WWA, and I love it, and I love this tag run I'm on currently.
You know, it's interesting, professional wrestling sometimes, because I remember they had wrestling at the Cab Gym several years ago. Jeff Jarrett was the main event that night, and there was a guy called Tommy Mercer that was on the card. I think it was a Saturday night. Well, the following week on TNA Wrestling, either Wednesday or Thursday, I can't remember which day it was on, But that guy came out, the same guy that was here as Crimson. He was the wrestler Crimson on TNA. So I was like, weird that he went from being in Princeton on a Saturday to being on national TV the next week.
Yeah, I can. That's the thing about pro wrestling. Your life can change within a week and you wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
It's just the right person sees you.
Now I've got the Caldwell County boys wrestling coach Troy Nichols coming up in just a little bit. Did you ever consider the amateur wrestling?
I actually, Lyon County didn't have a wrestling team, so there for a while through, I think it was fifth through eighth grade, I did wrestle for Caldwell for a couple
okay.
of years. And I loved it. It's just, at the time, I didn't think my heart was fully in it. And
yeah.
I wish I could go back and do it, because I love wrestling, and I love pro wrestling, and I tried it. I liked it. But.
Yeah. Because there have been some really good amateur wrestlers that have gone on to be great pro wrestlers.
Several. Kurt Angle, Gable Steveson. He's doing MMA now, I think.
Yeah, so it's a natural progression sometimes to, but at what point watching pro wrestling were you of the mind that, hey, I can do that?
I tell people, everyone that asks me this question, I always go back and like, wrestling's been a part of my life for so long, I just don't remember when it started. Like, as far back, it's wrestling. And that's the cool thing about this show coming up at the Convention Center, is because the first time I seen the World Wrestling Alliance was at the Eddyville Convention Center.
Okay.
So now I'm getting to wrestle in the building where I discovered the company I'm working for now.
Yeah.
So that's very special to me, and it's a full circle moment.
Now, what's the most physical match you've had? And when you're going into a match, do you guys kind of talk about, hey, let's ramp this one up a little bit? Or how do you kind of get excited and prepare for the match?
Unless you're on the poster or something, I normally don't find out who I'm working until that Friday before the show. But like, going into every show, Chris will always tell us, no matter if there's 100 people in that crowd, 800 people in that crowd, you go out there and work like there's 1,000 mm-hmm. or 200,000.
Yeah.
Because say you're working in front of this 50 person crowd, all those people that are coming to see you, they're still paying that money to see you. So mm-hmm. give them the full show, you'd give that 100,000 crowd.
Well, and you never know who's watching either.
No, you do not.
There might be somebody there that might have an opportunity for you down the road someplace. So, again, kind of go through the card for next Saturday. And are you kind of excited? Do you get fired up when you're back home getting to wrestle in front of the home crowd?
I love coming home to Eddyville. We've had the one show here, but every time we come back now, people joke with me, and it's like Austin in Texas, and I'm like landing in Eddyville now.
Yeah.
I love it. It's electric. I love it. I know it's going to be a great crowd. Family's coming out. Main event once again for the tag team championships against the Golden Gods. They're three time tag team champions, so they're a really decorated team in the company. Then we're having MK Swift versus Tyler Hawkins, both incredible talents. MK Swift just won match of the year against Chris. And then we have Pure Pressure versus High Society. Street fight. They might fight in the crowd, you never know, but
yeah.
I'll be keeping my eyes on that match.
Yeah, and you're there on the poster.
I am on the poster. I love it. But no, I think I have a big year coming up with me and Atlas, and I think we're going to do incredible stuff this year.
All right. If people want tickets, where can they go?
You can either message the World Wrestling Alliance on Facebook, or you can show up at the door and pay $10 general admission.
Yeah. I always got to ask you, when you were growing up, what were kind of your favorite wrestlers? So, again, who was the guy that you looked at and said, I want to be that guy?
It's ironically enough, I think it's always been Cena. And the thing, I'm wrestling this Saturday on the 13th, but so is Cena. This Saturday is John Cena's last match.
Oh, yeah.
It eats at me. I love Cena. Cena's always been my guy. And just looking at him, he's an inspiration.
Yeah. See, I'm a little older than you, though. I go back to the Macho Man and Roddy Piper and all those guys. That was... even the Ric Flair and Sting and those guys, that's kind of the wrestling I grew up watching.
Yeah, I love me some territory. I'm a big Jim Cornette guy.
Oh, yeah.
I love Jim Cornette.
Well,
favorite manager.
I appreciate you coming in this morning and talking with us a little while, and best of luck to you. I hope you get your hands on those belts
pretty
soon.
I hope I do, too. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot. Good
luck
to you. That's Landon Sugars, again, from Lyon County, professional wrestler. He'll be wrestling next Saturday night, the 20th of December, down in Eddyville. Stay with us. We need to get to a break on the Sideline Report. Back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Cadiz Trigg County Tourism invites you to experience Christmas in Cadiz, Kentucky. There's truly no other place like it.
Kentucky, find what moves you.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. Case IH Farmall Tractors set the standard for value-packed, rugged equipment that works just as hard as you do. For a limited time, take advantage of exclusive savings on select new Case IH Farmall Series tractors. Choose no money down, no interest, no payments for up to 84 months on select tractors. Case IH Farmall Utility Tractors deliver the power and flexibility to knock out chores and keep going.
Availability and terms may vary. Check our website or your local store for complete details and descriptions. Stop by H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville. Hurry, this exclusive savings offer ends December 31st, 2025.
Do you hear that?
Hey, it's Tess. It's time for the annual Caldwell Chamber of Commerce Christmas Parade. Don't miss all the twinkling lights, ribbon, and bows as WPKY broadcasts live Friday, December 12th from downtown Princeton following your 5 p.m. news edge. Brought to you by Willow Pond, Newsom's, Coppertop Barbecue, Pinarayo Electric, Balder's, Planners Bank, Pinarayo Hospice, Joiner Hardware, and our community partner, Fredonia Valley Bank.
Again, a big thanks to Landon Sugars for coming in this morning and talking some professional wrestling with us. He's the 2025 World Wrestling Alliance Rookie of the Year. And again, his next match is coming up this Saturday in Litchfield, but will be in Eddyville the next Saturday, December 20th, for a big event down there wrestling for the tag team titles. Going to switch gears a little bit, but still talking wrestling. We'll have Caldwell County Boys Wrestling head coach Troy Nichols with us right after this. Stay with us on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing, and if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note all in about 20 minutes without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles, all ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa's sleigh stops are making their way across our community. Don't miss a chance to shop local and save in the Big Deal Store. While supplies last, you get your big deal today from Hume's Jewelers.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Shop local and save local with Santa's Sleigh Stops.
Visit our website and start saving now on the Big Deals page.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in today. We're talking now with Caldwell County Boys Wrestling Coach Troy Nichols in the studio with us. And Troy, thanks for coming in. And how's the wrestling team looking this season?
We're looking good. We got like 25, 26 kids out. We've wrestled two duels in a tournament, and we've done well. We've won both our duels. Beat Callaway the first time we wrestled. We wrestled in the Callaway Classic in Clarksville, and we finished eighth with a runner-up and a fourth place. And then we wrestled Henderson last night, and we beat Henderson's head up.
So good start for you guys then.
Yes, good start.
You mentioned you had a lot of kids out this year. Is that a good thing?
That's a good thing to have. Like, got a lot of bodies, got a lot of extra kids, a lot of new faces have never come out before, and they've decided to come out. And then we got a lot of the old faces that we've had for a while. You know, we got several seniors this year.
Yeah. Now, what do you attribute the turnout for?
I think my kids just asking kids to come out and try it.
Really?
I tell my kids, you know, I'm not in the high school, and I can talk to them at the middle school, but a lot of them are, I got several kids that come up from the middle school, and we've had these kids from our youth program, and we have open mats during the summer and off season. We just tell kids to come try it and see if they like it and try to get them to hang around.
Now, just having all those kids, I mean, that has to help when you have these dual matches.
Yes, it does. You're able to move bodies around and kind of play a numbers game.
Yeah.
You know, just depends where people are at.
Now, what's kind of the hopes this season for the Tiger wrestling team?
You know, we hope we qualify several kids to the state tournament. We'd like to have some state placers, you know. Ultimate goal is to have a state champ. But you don't. It just depends where you're at and how it falls.
Yeah. We always talk, though, that we've got a strong history in wrestling here at Caldwell County, and we've got several former state champions.
Yeah, we've had several former state champions. You know, we've had Dooley, and then he had Bootsy Watkins and David Ritchie and Wesley Gray and Dylan Gray and Joey Roby. Those are all our state champs. But we've had, I've got it on paper, we've had over 200 state qualifiers and state placers.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long list.
Yeah. Well, and talk a little bit about, you've got a Grapplers Hall of Fame now, and we've put some of those people in that.
Yeah, we started Grapplers Hall of Fame about 3 years ago. We talked about it as a group, and I talked to some former wrestlers and coaches, and I thought we ought to do that to recognize our state champions. Mm-hmm. So we started doing that. In the first year, we did Mickey Walls and Marilyn Walls, longtime coach and wife around. And then we also inducted David Ritchie, probably our most decorated state champ, mm-hmm. three-time Army World champ, Olympic alternate in 88, you know, so he's decorated. Then we had Dooley, Gary Dooley, and then you had Joey Roby in 1992, and then Wesley and Dylan, father son.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good list, and like you say, a whole lot of placers.
Yes.
At state and region too.
Yes, we've had a lot of state placers, a lot of regional champs, district champs. We had districts and, you know, different things like that. So we've got a long history.
Now, do you have any kids ranked this year as the season kind of gets going?
I'm sure there are. I don't look at that.
Yeah.
To be honest, that's somebody's opinion where you're at, and it doesn't really mean – to me, it doesn't mean anything, but the kids like to know. But yeah. I think Cleejay's ranked, Justin Cleejay, Ethan Cleejay's ranked, I think Elijah Kirby's ranked. I'm not for sure, but I think maybe Dawson Harris is ranked at 215. I think that'd be the only ones I have right now.
Now, where are you guys headed this weekend?
We're headed to Marion, Illinois, to the Marion Duels.
Have you guys competed in that quite a bit in the past?
This is just our second time going.
Okay.
We competed in it last year, and they've got 27 teams or more. We got a small school and big school. They've got it's like a sportsplex on their school. It's an indoor track, and that's where we're at. So there's I think they got 12 mats down.
Oh, really? Wow.
Maybe more, and it runs all day.
Now, you guys said you were at Henderson County the other night. I think the girls were up there, too.
Yeah.
So, it kind of a unique situation where the boys and girls are wrestling at the same place?
Yeah, we've done that a couple of times now with Henderson. The boys go, the varsity girls go, and then our middle school goes.
Yeah.
So, last night it was the girls, the varsity boys, and our middle school program. All three wrestled.
Now, is there a chance we'll have something at home like that at some point?
At some point. We've done that once before, and we may rotate it next year and have Henderson come to us instead of us going to him. You know, you just never tell.
Now, the big event on the schedule, at least for the regular season, is coming up next Saturday, the 20th, the annual Armstrong Duels.
Yes, sir, the Armstrong Duels. You started out as an individual tournament back in 91 when Coach Wall started it, and over time we've turned it into a dual meet tournament.
Now, how many teams do you have coming in this year?
I've got 17 teams.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So we got it'd be some tough competition. You got Union, McCracken, we got West Creek, Tennessee, Kenwood, Central Hardin's coming down, Warren Central, you know, our local schools.
Is that a fundraiser for you guys?
That pretty much pays for our season.
Okay. Well, that's a good deal then.
Yeah, it pretty much pays for our season.
It's always a fun day of wrestling at the cab when you have the Armstrong Jewel.
Yes, yes, yes. This weekend they're having our junior Armstrong, our middle school's having having a tournament.
Now, talk a little bit about as you get into the season, how do you kind of go about putting a schedule together, and how do you decide we want to go to this tournament or that tournament? Or
well, we keep pretty much the same schedule year to year. We change it up. We kind of look at what kind of kids you have on your team. If you got young kids, you don't want to go to like a modern day or a tournament like that. Mm-hmm. You want to try to find tournaments that you can be competitive in, and your kids can get some good matches and learn some things and win some matches. And as they get older and they get a little bit better, we look to find a little harder competition. Mm-hmm. We pretty much kept the same schedule as we had last year. We used to go to Follow Ryan. Last year we didn't go. That was the last. So we dropped out of that just because we didn't really have, I thought, just in my opinion, the kids that we needed to go.
Yeah, that one's always in Nashville, right?
Yeah, that was in Nashville, and that's 64 teams.
Yeah, and the modern day event was always a huge thing back in the day.
Yes, so. And it's still a big tournament. Yeah. Union County still goes to it.
Now, when you're trying to put together a schedule, though, I'm guessing you don't want to play or wrestle in the same events where everybody else in the region is going
to
be there.
We try to see different people.
Yeah.
You know, we go to Takes Creek this year. We go up to Louisville once this year. We go into Marion, Illinois. We've gone to Clarksville and seen some bunch of Tennessee teams, you know, and then we'll have the Christian County tournament. And we're going to Central Hardin this year. That's a new tournament that we haven't ever been to. We hadn't been to a Central Hardin tournament since I was in high school.
Yeah.
I think the last time I was there was in 92.
Because you don't just want to see the same people.
No, you want to see different people. You get tired of wrestling the same people in your region, so you want to see different caliber kids and get some good competition.
Now, how many home events do you guys have for this season?
Just two.
Just the two?
Just two. We have Armstrong, and then we have Senior Night
on
January 15th.
Who's coming in for Senior Night, do you know?
I have McCracken and Trigg.
That'd be a good night.
So. Yeah, we match up well with both those teams.
Now, as you look at the region, Union County is always good, and I looked at their roster the other day, and it seems like they have like 15 seniors or something.
They've got
the Rainey kids are finally seniors.
Yes, yes. You know, this is their final year, but you know they're a good program, and they've had a good feeder program.
Yeah.
They're always tough to wrestle.
When it comes to the regional tournament, though, how do you try to close the gap on? You know, Union's always good. Paducah Tillman's always pretty good.
Yeah, you just got to get in there and battle. Yeah. And that's what I tell the boys when you step on a mat, it doesn't matter who's in front of you. Just go out there and wrestle your best.
Yeah.
Do your best. Don't worry about who that is. You know, a lot of times they'll get a head game going, well, I got to wrestle this kid, and he's done this, this, and this. Well, any given day, anybody's beatable.
Yeah. The Rainey kids are going to Oklahoma State. Yeah.
And then Lucas Ricketts, he's going to North Carolina State.
So that's pretty good wrestling.
Yeah, ACC and the Big Ten. Or not the Big Ten, but the Big 12 there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're fun to watch.
But it kind of helps you in a way to be in a region that's so good, because when you get to state, you know, if you can get to state, a lot of times you can finish, you know, second, third, or fourth in the state because you've seen all those good guys all year.
Western Kentucky has a lot of kids that place in a state tournament. You know, most of the state doesn't come this way, but they're starting to come this way to wrestle with us. And we're as good as anybody.
Yeah. You know, back during COVID when we were having those sectional tournaments, I hated those. I mean,
yeah.
I was glad we were getting to wrestle, but there were so many kids, and you'd feel for them because they would lose in the sectional and not have a chance to go to state and compete for a medal, when you knew dadgum good and well, if they could get to state, they would probably get a medal.
Yeah, yeah. That was a rough year with the sectionals, those 2 years that we did that. Yeah. But, you know, you better be on your A game ready to go.
We're talking this morning with Troy Nichols, Caldwell County Boys Wrestling Head Coach. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Caldwell Medical Center, caring for your family is at the heart of what they do, offering family practice, internal medicine, and pediatric services to handle your health needs. From wellness exams and vaccinations to the treatment of various health conditions, their comprehensive care keeps you covered.
don't travel for quality health care. Find everything your family needs with Caldwell Medical Associates Family Practice Clinic, right here, close to home. Find more information at caldwellmedical.com.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles, all ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice for Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are back on the Sideline Report. Caldwell County Boys Wrestling Coach Troy Nichols with us in the studio today. And, Coach, the Region Wrestling Tournament is going to be at Henderson County this year for the first time.
Yes, sir. We look forward to it.
Yeah. Kind of bounces around a little bit, but we've never been up there. I've been to Tillman a bunch. I've been to Callaway County and all kinds of places. We've held it. Union County's held it, but be a little different experience going up to Henderson.
Yes, it will be. They have a rotation. They go by, and everybody gets an opportunity. And with as many teams we have in our region, we got 14, 16 teams now. Everybody tries to rotate year to year, and if you can't do it that year, it skips you, and you go to the back of the line. Yeah. You know, so it changes.
McCracken County is another one.
Yes, we've had that. It was at McCracken County 4 or 5 years ago, yeah. Maybe. I can't remember.
Yeah, so we've kind of been around the region. Does it seem like more kids are coming out to wrestle these days?
It does seem that way. A lot, you know, looking at everybody's rosters on track wrestling, because you can see everybody's rosters, everybody's pushing 20, 30 kids, mm-hmm. You know, and then most of the programs around here have a middle school and a youth program as well as a female program.
I was going to say, girls wrestling has just taken off.
It has grown fast.
You know, I'm not sure I really anticipated the participation, but, you know, here I think he's got another really good team.
Yeah, he's got a good team, what it looks like.
So they could maybe challenge on the girls' side.
They could. They could very well. You know, we just went to a tournament over in Clarksville, the Coyote Classic, and there were 24 boys' teams and 27 girls' teams.
Oh, wow.
So that was, I mean, we left there at 11:30.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, the more you have, the longer these tournaments kind of go on you. But do you prefer the duels or do you like the individual tournaments?
I like both. Yeah. You know, you go to dual tournaments, you can get 5 matches in a day. You go to individual tournament, you know, depends what happens. If you stay in the winner's side, you may only get 4 or 3 matches. Uh-huh. If you fall in the loser's bracket, you can have more than 6 matches. You know, you get that cutoff.
Yeah.
And we ran into that this past weekend. Some of our kids got to their last match and they couldn't wrestle it because they had too many matches.
Oh, okay. Talk about the state duels a little bit. How does that kind of shape up, and who do we have to beat to try to get there?
Well, the state duels, we fall in there with Union County. County's on our – in our – we have to compete with Union, Owensboro Catholic, Owensboro – no, not Owensboro, but Owensboro Catholic, Russellville, and Fort Campbell. There's in our section right here that we have to be in the top 2 to get to the state duels. Well, so that's what the Armstrong kind of turned into duels. We used to do that to see who was going. Everybody in our region would come before we made it into first region or 1A, 2A, 3A. Everybody in our region would come in, and we'd just do a regional duel right there.
Yeah.
And get it out, knock it out. You didn't have to waste that different duel meets throughout the week.
Okay.
So we've kept it that way. So Union County, so we'll wrestle Union County, Fort Campbell, and Russellville at the Armstrong will be 3 of our matches out of 5.
Okay. So that kind of determines who gets to go to state duels.
Yes,
then.
Yes. You got to be in the top 2. So not cutting ourselves short, but Union County's going to be hard to beat heads up.
Yeah.
We just don't match up with them well.
Nobody does.
No, you know. So it'll be between Fort Campbell, Russellville, and us. And yeah. I haven't seen Russellville, but they seem to have quite a few kids and some pretty good kids. Yeah.
And State Jewels in Corbin end of January, I think.
Yeah, they're going to do a 21st, I believe, January 21st, 22nd, somewhere in there. All the state duels are together, Class A, 2A, and 3A.
Yeah.
They're going to do it all in one place.
Do you think they'll ever classify all the wrestling to?
Other states do it. I don't know. I think here in the state of Kentucky, you win a state title, you are the best in the state.
Yeah.
In the other states, Illinois has 1A and 2A, and then after that, they're state champions. They wrestle a duel.
You know,
between the state champions, Illinois or Iowa and Pennsylvania, they have 4 to 5.
Really?
Maybe even. Yeah. I think Iowa's got like 6. I could be wrong on that, but they've got a lot of classes, so you know they're separated. There's a lot of school, a lot more schools there though too.
Yeah,
makes a difference. I don't know if they'll ever do it. You know.
Well, there's a rumor that the state may be interested in classifying soccer at least on an experimental thing for a little while. So maybe we're closer to seeing classes than we thought we might be.
Yeah, we might be. You know, soccer's a little bit different than wrestling. I mean, number of kids that you can pull. You know, we're a small school. Our athletes, you know, you got a lot of athletes that we share in different sports. Most of our athletes are 2-sport athletes, sometimes 3-sport athletes,
yeah.
You know. There's some kids that play soccer that would play football if it was on a different schedule,
right.
Vice versa. But, you know, classifying soccer would help our school out just based on our size compared, you know, you're playing Trinity and Madisonville North. And, you know, we can play just about anybody. Madisonville North's a tough school.
Mm. Well, like you said, as far as the wrestling goes, Union County is always the one that you're trying to get around here, and they've just kind of built their program to the point that it's almost tough to compete with them.
Yeah, they got a lot of kids that are really good kids, and they've got a good coaching staff. You know, Mr. Irving's been there forever, and he wrestled there, and he was a state champ and a All-American. You know, and they've continued, and his boys were good, and that's a winning program, and kids want to be in it.
Yeah. But like we said earlier, if you can compete with those guys, you feel like you can do a pretty good job.
Yes.
And you get the state.
Yes.
And the state tournament's back at Lexington.
Yes, we're still back at the horse park, yes.
So that's good. And I kind of hated when they moved that around a little bit. But I understand back during COVID we had some issues and we just had to try to figure out ways to get things done.
Yes.
But I'm glad it's back at the horse park.
Yeah, I like the horse park's all right. I mean, it's a big place.
Yeah.
Get a little dirt on the floor. But the best place I ever went was Frankfort.
Oh, yeah.
What they called the dungeon. That was a great place to have the state tournament.
I don't think that place is there anymore.
No, they demolished it.
Yeah. Well, talk about a couple of kids. You got wrestling in college now. They're doing pretty good.
Yeah, got Logan Brown. He's at Midway wrestling 133. Right now he's undefeated. He's ranked 5th in his conference. Mm-hmm. And then we got Kofi Walls. He's in Georgetown. He's wrestling 141. I don't know if he's ranked. I haven't talked to him. They're going to have a duel, actually. Midway and Georgetown are going to have a duel February 13th.
Oh, is that right?
That's their last duel. It's at Georgetown. We've been talking, me and Coach Brown. We want to kind of go watch it and take our boys and see. We don't know. We'll see.
Well, I noticed both schools were at a tournament up in Indiana last week. Now, I don't know.
I don't know any results. You know,
I know Kofi placed, but I can't remember, like, maybe 7th?
Yeah, I don't think Logan didn't wrestle last weekend. But, yeah, both of them are doing well. There's a lot, you know, Georgetown's got a lot of Kentucky kids on it, and Midway's got a lot of Kentucky kids on it.
Anything new to look forward to this year as far as rules or anything with high school wrestling?
No, not really. But pretty much the same as last year, you know. Just show up and do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Well, I take it back. Yeah. You know, they've kind of enforced spectators and coaches. You know, you get one of the rules, if you get kicked out as a spectator or a coach, it's a $100 fine.
Ooh.
And then you also, before you can come back to coach, you have to take a behavior class, kind of, for conduct.
Yeah.
Which it gets heated. You get into
gets
heated,
yeah.
You know, but it's like anything else. You got to keep your cool and know that the referees are human. They're going to make mistakes, and that's part of it.
Part of competition is just, you know, getting that excitement.
Yes.
And sometimes we can all get a little carried away sometimes.
Yes, very much so.
Well, again, just kind of what's the outlook for you guys, and what do you got coming up next?
You know, like I said, we're going to Marion, Illinois, and then we have the Armstrong, and then we just kind of keep going from there. You know, we just look for us to keep competing each day and get better each time. You know, we got some new kids and some of the old kids. You know, at 106 this year, I've got Trey Heron and Ethan Clejay. They kind of go back and forth between 6 and 13 between the two of them. We don't have a 120-pounder right now. At 126, we got Woo.
Yeah.
And so he's doing well. He wrestled last night for the first time and won. And at 32, we got Elijah Kirby. He's a senior. He's been around for 4 or 5 years now. And at 138, we got Baden Heron's a freshman. This is his first year high school. He wrestled 1 year middle school. So he's doing well. At 144 is Justin Clejay. He's been here for 4 years and state qualifier. So, you know, we hope to qualify for state and maybe place, you know, high as we possibly can. 150 is Donovan Rogers this year. Donovan finished second here the other day at the Coyote Classic and wrestled really well. I was super pleased with this performance. Mm-hmm. A little different than what he normally does. You know, he actually shot some takedowns.
Yeah.
You know, I get on to him all the time about that. And then 157, we got Jonathan Cochi. He's a sophomore. It's his third year, 1 year in middle school, 2 years in high school. 165 is Bradley Asher. He's been around for a while. He was a state qualifier last year as an eighth grader. 175 is Seth Trusty. He's a senior. He wrestled, didn't wrestle his freshman year, came out his sophomore year, wrestled for a little while, didn't finish the season, didn't wrestle his junior year and decided to come back as a senior. And he wrestled Ethan Peckinpah, who finished seventh last year in the state, and we wrestled him a tough match. We had him on his back and scored some takedowns on him.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to be all right. And then we got 190 is Jonas Martin. He wrestled 215 for us last year, but he dropped some weight over the summer and been in the weight room, and he's looking good. And then at 215 this year, we have Dawson Harris. He was our heavyweight last year. He was an alternate, but this year he's at 215. He dropped some weight over the summer, looks good. And as of right now, he's only got one loss or two losses on his record. Only one loss. The second loss, he had to forfeit the match because he met his match limit that day. Then at heavyweight, we have another sophomore, Braden Springfield. So, you know, we're doing well, and then we got a bunch of kids behind them that are, you know, freshmen or younger.
Well, that's good. I encourage everybody to go out, especially you get the home match, the Armstrong Jewels, come out and watch. It's always a fun day at the old cab.
Yes, come out and watch. We enjoy if you've never been around it, and it's not for everybody, but it's one-on-one. You know, nobody to blame when you lose but yourself.
All right, thanks, Troy. Appreciate you coming in
today.
Thank you. Again, that is Caldwell County Boys Wrestling Head Coach Troy Nichols. Also appreciate Landon Sugars coming on our big wrestling show this morning here on WPKY. Hope you've enjoyed the sideline report. Caldwell County wrestlers in action this Saturday. They will be in a tournament at Marion, Illinois. And, of course, the big tournament on the schedule, the Armstrong Duels coming up Saturday, December 20th, out here at the cab. Lady Tiger basketball tonight. Lady Tigers on the road. They'll face the Hopkinsville Lady Tigers over in Hopkinsville, part of the Toyota of Hopkinsville Christmas Classic. That game's at 5:30. Again, no radio coverage tonight. Our next ball games on the air will be Friday night when the Tigers and Lady Tigers play over at Dawson Springs, a big 7th District doubleheader. We'll have both games for you Friday right here on WPKY. That's going to wrap us up on the Sideline Report for this Thursday morning. This is Todd Griffin. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.